back to Minnesota, and I was south of Rochester. And it was maybe 10 o'clock at night, so it was pretty dark out. And when I was driving in the country, I was maybe doing 60 miles an hour, and I could see something in the horizon or in the distance. It looked like maybe a flashlight or a reflector. And as I was getting closer and closer, I could see that the reflection kept moving all around it. It was right in what seemed to be the center of the road. Thankfully, I slowed down as I got closer and closer, because when I got within maybe 100 feet or so, I seen somebody riding their bicycle down the middle of the highway. So right away, I was thinking to myself, what in the world is this person driving his bicycle down the center of the highway at 10 o'clock at night? So I pulled over right away, and I told the guy, asked the guy to come off the road, and was asking him, what in the world is going on? You know, why are you driving down the center of the highway here? And fortunately, I was able to come across him versus, say, a semi or somebody else who was not paying attention. But I spoke with him for a while, and I was able to help him out in regards to what he needed or where he was going. But the reason I bring up this story is because I think it is an example of us trying to show compassion to our fellow neighbor. And in the gospel here today, we have two very great examples of how our Lord shows his great compassion for us. In the first case, we see how the leper comes to our Lord, and he asks our Lord, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Let us consider leprosy. Most of us here have heard about leprosy before. We know that it's something that afflicted many people at the time of our Lord. But leprosy is still something that exists today. Leprosy is known as Hansen's disease. It's not as common, and there are cures for it. But leprosy, if untreated, it leads to many skin sores, it leads to nerve damage, paralysis, and blindness. I know of a lady who works in Calcutta, India. Calcutta, India is one of the poorest places in the world right now. And if you were to look at some of the pictures of the children who are born there with deformities, it's very sad. But in Calcutta, India, they still have a leper colony. So there are those individuals who try to help out those with the Hansen's disease. But what is our Lord's response to the man with leprosy? Our Lord touches him and says, "I will, be thou made clean." What great compassion our Lord has on this man who is struggling with this disease, with this horrible disease. And in the second case, we see the centurion come, and the centurion says, "Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy." And our Lord tells him that, "I will come and I will heal him." What great faith does the centurion have in our Lord, where he says that, he tells our Lord that, "Don't even come, but just simply by your word alone, my servant will be healed." What great compassion does our Lord have on the centurion and on his servant? But in the Gospels, we see our Lord's great mercy. But also in our own lives, we can look at what great compassion our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has had on us. Consider first and foremost the forgiveness of our sins. Almighty God has forgiven us of our sins, and this is a great compassion and mercy for us. So let us consider here in our own life, we might have many crosses and difficulties to suffer and to struggle with. But these difficulties and these sufferings, they're a means for us to make reparation for our sins. So when Almighty God sends us a cross or a difficulty that we have to bear, let us not grow impatient, let us not be overcome by it, but let us offer it up in reparation for our sins. For certainly, because of the sins of our past life, we have much need for penance. But we see by this example, our Lord Almighty God forgiving us of our sins, it shows his great compassion on us. Another example of our Lord's compassion on us is the fact that he's given us the gift of the true Catholic faith. What special love does Almighty God have for you that he's chosen you to know the truth when it comes to the Catholic Church? And let us do our very best to have compassion on our neighbors. Let us do our very best to practice charity towards our neighbors. Because those who live around us by our home, they're Catholic faith. And it's going to be through your example that they will find out about it. It'll be by your charity towards them. It'll be by your prayers and sacrifices for them that their eternal salvation can be won. So let us not underestimate what great compassion our Lord has had on us by giving us the gift of the true Catholic faith. I think of the Catholic faith as like that golden ticket, that winning ticket for heaven. We have the tools and the means that we need from Almighty God and through the Church to save our souls. The false churches that exist today in our world are not means to salvation. The Novus Ordo Church and their false devotions are not going to lead to eternal salvation. And that's quite the opposite. The Novus Ordo Church and the false churches out there, they teach error. They lead people into doing things that are not good. They lead people into believing things that are not true. And those things do not lead to eternal salvation. So what great gift is ours? Another example of our Lord's great compassion on us is the church we have here in Sartell. I know we've been praying for many years for a larger church, but certainly finally having that prayer granted, and in such short order. So let us thank Almighty God for His great compassion on us, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the gift of the true Catholic faith, but also the gift of our church, but more importantly, the gift of our parish here. But with the thought of our Lord's compassion in the gospel and in our own lives, we have to stop for just a moment and consider as a whole what has mankind returned to our Lord for His great love for us. As a whole, in general, for our Lord's great love for us, the majority of mankind has returned in gratitude and indifference. Our Lord provides enough grace for everyone to save their soul. But it's very sad that in our day and age, we know that many reject that grace. Many don't cooperate with the will of Almighty God. In what ingratitude can we consider what pains our Lord and His Sacred Heart must experience from the ingratitude of mankind? But let that not be the case for us in our own lives. Let us do our very best to be thankful for all the gifts that God has given us. Let us do our very best to practice charity towards our neighbor in imitation of our Lord. Our Lady had appeared at Fatima, and she had asked for prayer and penance for the salvation of souls. But Our Lady had appeared at a later time, I believe it was to Sister Lucia, and Our Lady had told her that mankind has not listened to my message. The good have not heeded my words, and the bad have not amended their ways. So, my dear friends in Christ, we should pray to our Blessed Mother and ask for the graces we need in our own lives to amend our ways and to heed the words of our Blessed Mother and to pray with earnestly and to sacrifice for our own salvation and the salvation of our family and friends. We know that when it comes to sin, for even one unforgiven mortal sin, if we die in that state, we will lose our soul for all eternity. We hear in the gospel today, our Lord says that the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in the exterior darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us have nothing to do with occasions of sin. Let us have nothing to do with those things that could lead us into sin. And let us never make peace with any sin, not even any venial sins. Because we know that if somebody makes peace with venial sins, that will lead them into greater sins down the line. So let us strive in our own lives to purify the things that we do every day. Let us strive to fulfill our daily duties. Let us strive to pray our prayers well. But let us especially try to get rid of any occasions of sin, any companions that are not good for us, any music or books or videos or whatever it may be. Let's make sure that in our home, in our family, we have those good things that help to sanctify us, that help to lift us up to heaven. With the help of our Blessed Mother, we certainly can accomplish this. And on this occasion here today, let us thank Almighty God for His great compassion that He has showed to us. But let us also show compassion to our neighbor. Just like on that road trip, I'm very grateful that I was able to come across a gentleman while he was bicycling down the middle of the road versus a semi, because a semi might have been his last end. But certainly, he was a gentleman who needed compassion, he needed someone to talk to. We've seen that in our own lives. We know that there are people who are out there looking for help and looking for aid. So when someone comes to us, when someone asks us for help, let us not turn a deaf ear to them. Let us listen and have compassion on them, just like our Lord has had compassion on us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.